I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. KSL News time, 12:52 p.m. It's a game day, a super Saturday for BYU athletics and for the football team. They kick off tonight against the USC Trojans, 8:30 kick. Pregame gets started at 6:30 here on KSL. And Matt, it's a special venue. It's one of the, I think, the cathedrals of college football, the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. BYU is going to be making only their second trip to the Coliseum in program history. A little bit strange to think that BYU and USC have only met four times in the history of these well-known brands out west in college football. Where does maybe the Coliseum stack up, in your opinion, among the great cathedrals of college football that BYU has played in or you've seen the Cougars play in it over the years?
It's on the second tier for me. I would put Neyland Stadium on that top tier. I would put playing at the Rose Bowl against UCLA in the Bronco Mendenhall era up there. I'd probably put Nebraska slightly above the Coliseum, but the Coliseum for sure I think is the best West Coast venue in college football. It's just a bummer that, like I said earlier, that this game isn't as anticipated as it normally would have been if USC was playing up to their level of play in the past 20 years. But yeah, so second tier for me, but still a great place. And I think the showing from BYU fans is going to be off the charts tonight.
BYU fans, I think this is going to be maybe 25,000-30,000 maybe. I think that, you know, this will be a big turnout. It's going to be a sea of royal blue tonight. I would put the Coliseum as the third best venue. I maybe a little bit biased because I went to the BYU-USC game in 2003 in L.A., and, man, that was when USC was amazing with Liner. I mean, that's when it was getting started, let me say, with Pete Carroll. That was like the second start of Matt Leinart's tenure as the quarterback, and they had Mike Williams. And I just think I kind of was in awe of the USC brand and that dun 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 dun.
Yes.
Dun.
Yes.
Like, I just I love that sound. It was just, I don't know, like, it was something, the mystique of around it. My top five would go five Nebraska. That was pretty awesome. The Lincoln, the experience there, the fans were great. Four Neyland Stadium in 2019. Three the Coliseum. To Jerry's World, because it was the first game ever. I think that circumstance is just how big of a deal the Dallas Cowboys Stadium is. And then number one, the Rose Bowl. I love the history of the Rose Bowl. I love these L.A., you know, kind of West Coast football stadiums, because growing up as a kid, I always watched, you know, Pac-10, BYU football. Like, I always watched Western teams. So maybe a little bit of bias there, but those are my top venues I think I've seen BYU playing over the years.
If I had to go a top five, I'd probably go the Big House 5, Rose Bowl 4, I would go Jerry World, the Dallas Cowboys Stadium 3. DKR, Daryl K. Royal okay. Memorial in Austin, Texas. I loved that stadium back when I went to that game. I love Longhorn. Just the vibe of Longhorn football down in Austin was phenomenal. I'd go 2 there. I put Tennessee and Neyland number 1. I think that is – look, BYU's played other SEC teams, but I think the overall atmosphere was the best for when BYU beat Tennessee back in 2019. So, look, I could be biased because that was my first – in-person trip to the SEC, and it was just as great and glorious as it could have ever been. I mean, I'm eating barbecue on the river, tailgating beforehand, and then the football game was phenomenal. But I think there is one thing I will miss about independent football is you're not going to play in as many cool venues from year to year as you did in independent yes. football. It was incredible, coast to coast, what BYU was able to do in terms of a scheduling perspective in independent football.
You know, that's a good point, Matt, because I think that this game tonight, I think a lot of Cougar fans are going to show up from this part of the country because they might not get many more chances
totally.
To see BYU in person on the West Coast. And I hope that even in the Big 12 era, BYU can have a presence still in California, because I don't think you want to abandon that connection, because Southern California is a recruiting hotbed for BYU. I mean, Aaron Roderick even said this week, it is an important place. He's one of the ace recruiters out in Orange County and here in Southern California. He does, it's a big-time spot for BYU to get recruits because there's a lot of LDS guys. I don't think you want to abandon the possibility of playing teams in this state, in this part of the country, because BYU is going to primarily be playing in the Plains and the Midwest. And then obviously, you know, in Utah and the Intermountain West with Idaho, probably with Boise State. Don't abandon California completely. I think Tom Homo's going to have to find a way to get creative to factor in still maybe a USC, because there's another game in the future in 2023, Stanford potentially, because you want to have that pipeline to say, hey, you're going to be able to come home in your career at some point and play in front of your home fans. So having a California presence still on the schedule would be important.
I like that. And BYU head coach Kalani Sitake loves the matchup and loves playing in the Coliseum.
It's a great place for events. And then obviously for football, it's a place that the guys are used to seeing on TV. And I want them to embrace the setting. And that's the whole point of showing gratitude, having a good time with it, you know, and embrace the opportunity they have to play in that stadium. And then they'll look around and they'll see a lot of blue, and they'll see all the wonderful, they'll remember all the wonderful athletes and great talent that have been on that field. And so they can add this to their list of where they play, got to play. And that's, it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's embrace the moment, have fun with it.
BYU and USC tonight at 8:30. We'll continue to break down the game here on Cougar Sports Saturday. We'll also talk BYU basketball coming up next and get you an update on BYU women's hoops against nationally ranked West Virginia. It's Cougar Sports Saturday from Los Angeles, and it's powered by KSLSports.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.